situation is relatively stable and they are receiving assistance, but the situation is not sustainable. We need a more sustainable solution for the refugees on a mid and long-term perspective.
As of now, where are they staying and how are they getting assistance?
They are staying in camps. Some of them are planned and some of them are so-called spontaneous, where they receive food, water, and shelter, but they are not receiving any livelihood assistance, very little education, and activities that are sort of need a midterm perspective.
Are there any concerns right now regarding their health and nutrition?
No, the refugees have a fairly good level of assistance in both those sectors.
Looking at long-term solutions, what are some of the things that are going to help people in the long run?
A return is of course, the most sustainable and durable solution there is. If that's not possible, Burkina Faso authorities and the international community needs to look at how we provide livelihood and education for the refugees so they can at least gain skills and educate their children and have some income generation while they're in the camps.
Now, these refugees, they're refugees who have come from northern Mali and are now in Burkina Faso?
Yes, correct.
What about the internally displaced people? How are they faring?
That's a much more sort of cloudy picture. We have little or very little access to the displaced in northern Mali. The international community are delivering especially health and nutrition assistance to some of the locations in the larger towns. I would actually say the majority of the displaced we are not reaching, and we simply don't know the situation. For the ones we are reaching, we are quite concerned about their health and nutrition situation, which is much worse than the people who have been able to escape northern Mali.
How many people have escaped or left so far?
In terms of escaping, there are various estimates. It's been difficult to put the precise number, but I've seen the number around 300,000 quoted in various publications. The caseload NRC is dealing with in Burkina Faso seems to indicate that that number is inflated. We have an estimate of around 35,000 for Burkina Faso.
Is the Malian government working with humanitarian organizations?
In referring to the Malian government, you could actually ask yourself the question whether there is a functioning Malian government. Parts of the government is functioning and is working with the NGOs and the humanitarian community. The state of Mali is, I could say, in a partially functional place.